Why are you talking in my head?
Sounds good in there.
Let's hear you, Dax.
Hello, hello. Welcome to my
hello,
head. You're
hello.
In my head.
All right, Matt, let's hear you.
Hello, everybody.
I'm a very tiny person.
I've got a mustache.
My eyes are half of my body.
You want me to test his mic?
No, not yet. In fact, guess what? We're live.
Oh, okay.
Hello and welcome to Skeptically Yours, where thinking is free. Today's episode brought to you by The Big Bang.
Boom.
Sitting next to me is my co-host and producer, Heather Henderson.
Hi, everybody.
You know Heather from the Facebooks, on the InnerTubes, and from the hit podcast, Ardent Atheist. You can find links to our guest website, join our Twitter and Facebook feeds, subscribe to our premium 90-minute full-length episodes in our email at skepticallyyours.net.
If you'd like to take part in a live chat moderated by Joe Swam, go to the YouTube page called Ardent Atheist Podcast, which we also use for Skeptically Yours, and chat us up.
Do it or Matt Kirshen will scare you with his newly grown mustache.
He's got a mustache? Ah!
See, you should have subscribed.
I'm subscribing now.
No, you're not.
You make
the show.
You can't prove that.
There's a camera right there.
Stupid proof.
We only have one rule in our show. Guests may plug
anything they want, including the chai hole of Pat Robertson.
And if your listener's ever been offended by... Oh, no, I'm sorry. If your listener's ever been duped by anything that's been debunked on Snopes, welcome. Your ordeal is over. We're coming to you live from E&H Studios in Studio City, California. In the Studio City today, we have Eric Cash, Dax Jordan, and Matt Kirshen. You know these guys from the world of reason.
Speaking of reason, we don't actually have Matt Kirshen.
No, we do have Matt Kirshen. You gave it away. We never do that.
There's a camera.
Theoretically, we have.
Yeah, there is a camera.
We have Matt Kirshen inside of us.
Matt Kirshen is in all
of everyone. Because he fits.
Yeah.
He's a tiny person.
We never get away with it, but I always try when someone's late to cover the show long enough for them to walk in and sit down and then make some stupid, absurd.
Well, you should have warned me before you invited me on a show called Skeptically Yours.
Nice.
That I wasn't supposed to expose your lies.
Lay out the facts ahead.
Eric Cash is in the house. Uh-huh. Fucking calling it like it is. Dax, how are you? Welcome back to our other show, is the way to put that.
Thank you very much.
We had Dax on Ardent Atheist, as we did Eric.
If you keep referring to this one as your other show, it's going to develop a complex.
Oh, no, that's true, isn't it?
Oh, no, I was on this one.
Were you already on this one?
Augie and I were awesome. On this one. I haven't done the other one yet.
So you never got to do the good one.
What's your position on God, Dax?
I have no truck with God.
No truck with God. All right.
Yeah.
Cool.
No truck.
Reverse cowgirl is my position on God.
I don't understand you two.
Yeah. You don't know what any of that means?
I'm a virgin.
What?
Oh.
That's completely
absurd.
That's
a whole different episode.
Yes, it is.
So, listen, one of the things I want to make sure we talk about today, we just had a big vote here in California. We had a bunch of votes, actually. The black guy won.
He's black?
Yeah, did you not know this?
Magic Johnson? Magic Johnson won?
Magic Johnson is now the president.
He's not dead. That makes him a winner.
He won the Dodgers.
No shit. That guy, how is he dodging this bullet?
Money.
You're going with the South Park story?
It's got to be true.
He's got money, so he was able to
have the healthiest lifestyle, go to the best doctors, have his medication, no problems whatsoever.
So you think if you have money, you can get AIDS and survive it?
Sure, why not?
If you use your money to
stay healthy, then sure.
I wonder how much money he's throwing at it.
Well, he can mow down entire rainforests. He can mow down to this. AZT cocktail.
Is that what he's doing?
Sure, why not?
Well, actually, the AZT cocktails they have these days.
You just slash and burn a rainforest and throw it in a blender?
A juicer. a juicer. A Jack LaLanne juicer. Yeah.
The meds they have now, I don't think you have to be... Well, you have to be either in the government system or rich to be able to get. Do you know what I mean? They're very expensive. They're $1,500 a month.
Or live in a good city that will help. Provide them for you.
Right. In a good government system, which my ex-girlfriend Lainey was HIV positive. She was in the system in Kansas.
I'm HIV unsure, by the way.
What the hell? Get tested, man.
You can't be positive, but you don't want to be negative about it.
Well, you know, here in California, they have, I don't know how it is in Philadelphia anymore now or in New Jersey now, but here you can get free testing. You could just go into a thrift store called, what is it, Thrift for AIDS?
Yep.
Right? You can go get tested for free. But in Philadelphia, I don't recall that. And there's lots of bulletin boards up around here.
It's not Thrift for AIDS. It's What is the name?
Out of the closet.
Out of the closet. That's
in,
it. Right.
In Philadelphia, you can get beaten by the police for free.
Yeah, that's true.
You know when you really
if you come out of the
down,
closet. Whammo.
If you break
I almost spit coffee all over the
No spit taste. If you break it down, it's really not a good idea to have the HIV testing center at Out of the Closet.
Why?
Well, I mean, there are
because
a lot of really
because more
nervous,
closeted people are getting AIDS?
Yeah. Well, nobody who's closeted wants to walk into Out of the Closet.
Right, where's the in-the-closet thrift store?
We need the in-the-closet thrift store.
Where all the guys
but
on the download
it's
can
on the DL.
It's wordplay. Yeah. Get it, guys?
Right.
It's wordplay.
Oh, because they're clothes.
That's exactly right. It's clothes.
Oh,
you didn't realize that until just now?
Man, I should
God
not be on
it,
a
Dax.
Thinking person's podcast.
I don't understand that.
Oh, wait, I did get it.
Matt, why are you so quiet?
You know, I just didn't have anything to say until this point.
See the gag? That's the gag.
Finally.
It's funny. It's still funny.
The mustache is already creepy.
It is.
It's like four millimeters long, and it's already creepy.
You have a caterpillar on your face.
Let's talk about it now. You're growing a mustache not because you want to look like a...
Mustachio.
An underaged Italian guy. You're growing a mustache because you're trying to raise awareness...
For underage Italian men.
I don't think you understand their plight.
There's all these underage Italians in the city, and everyone just thinks they're gay. And it's actually they're Italian
well,
and
they
just have
to,
excellent fashion sense.
They go to Out of the Closet. So.
Yeah.
So
maybe that's the secret, by the way, to get like closeted people to still get the test. What you need to do is just sort of spot them. Like you need to have like volunteers walking around with like a little plastic cup. And then they sort of trip and spill something on them and go, oh my God, I just spilled some AIDS on you. you better get yourself tested just in case.
Like when you first started that, I thought you were actually going to suggest something that was more along the lines of like a midget with a blood drawing needle on the end of a stick.
And accidentally stick them in
wandering
some blood
the streets,
out.
Just poking people.
Well, I like that idea too.
I like that.
That guy is actually not an official medic.
While they're cleaning off their, you know, getting tested for their AIDS,
I just
they can buy
some
something new from Out of the Closet. They can buy a new wardrobe.
Well, there's
the
nothing new at Out of the Closet.
Well, new old.
Old.
New to me.
Yes. Yeah.
I've actually purchased things there.
Clothes of the day.
Although if you go to an Out of the Closet and you do find things that are new, they belong to someone that died of AIDS.
Is that how that works? All right, let's go.
No wonder everybody has to be tested when they're in that place.
It's also why it's always in quite small, thin sizes.
All
of Matt's wardrobe comes from
so
there.
So burning in hell just for the last 11 seconds.
Good news? No hell.
Oh, well then, let's continue.
We shall. Indeed we shall. I'm
he
most
says,
bothered
He says
by...
no hell. We're 15 minutes from Chatsworth, but he says there's no hell.
Yeah, no kidding.
I came from hell.
Philly Camden. You know, I'm bothered by what you said, Eric. Got tested.
Which time?
You don't know if you have AIDS.
I said I'm
you
it was
need
word
to know
play.
This.
HIV unsure.
I read reality into it.
Necessarily clever wordplay, which may have been why you misread it. So thank you for dredging up that shit joke that I made 5 minutes ago.
And that's
ago.
What you get for reminding people that Matt's not here yet.
You were called out early on your non-presence.
Is Matt here yet?
I still don't have anything to say.
I'm gonna take the phone away from you.
I was just retweeting the thing that said I was on this show to let all my followers know.
Oh, well,
to listen.
That's very nice.
Well, you know,
to let all
you feel bad now.
Away.
Do you feel bad?
What happens?
Hand me the phone and prove it to me.
What happens if I take this phone away?
Right there. See, look,
you could have retweeted it 2 hours ago.
Yeah,
like I did.
You'll get an email. You'll have an email.
I'm taking
right
your
now.
One phone away.
Let's see. Oh yeah, Skeptically Yours. Join us for Skeptically Yours, Eric Cashmaker. Huh?
I took his phone.
He took his other phone out. All Brits have two phones. I don't know if anybody knew.
See
that.
How he cleverly hinted
All
to
Brits
you.
All Brits have two phones.
Yeah. Well, the other one is how he calls Doctor Who.
Okay.
Do you really call Doctor Who?
Yeah, it's Doctor do you not?
The man flies around in a phone booth. He obviously has a telephone.
Is that a good show? I've never seen it.
Have you seen those telephones that they sell that are telephone handles, the old kind, but they have the thing that plugs into an iPhone so you can actually hold the phone up to your face?
Yeah.
Because...
Yeah.
I've got one of those somewhere that someone got as a freebie for like a... my friend Sarah, who's a journalist, got one as a freebie once from some, I don't know, you know, like journalists get given things sometimes. And she went, here, have this thing. And then I went, oh, this is under my bed to this day.
Right. I have a friend. Every time I see one of those things, I'm reminded the fact that if I didn't have a no, that's stupid filter on my ideas, I'd be fucking rich.
Yeah. Well, yeah, you got to have a really big pocketbook to carry that and yourself.
We also have to be able to make the thing. I mean, I thought of before the Kindle was made, long before we were reading books digitally, long before, I thought of, I described years and years
ago. He's talking about the Gutenberg years, by the way.
Yes, that's exactly right. I described the day that we would have a
some
pad
sort of horseless carriage,
a screen in our hands, and we would. I actually said we would swipe a screen and the page would visually turn for us, and that's how we'd read books one day. And everybody, it was in '90s, and everybody's like, "Fuck you."
I think you should invite Al Gore on so that you guys can argue over who invented the
internet. I didn't say I invented it.
Al Gore never said that.
He never said that, by the way. That's exactly right.
It's still funny to pin it.
I don't think you had the first idea.
It's not funny.
I saw the phone receiver thing, and I had the idea of getting like a room-sized mainframe computer that you can fit your iMac into.
I almost had a spit take. No spit takes.
Yeah, and you can't just go in with
a whole bunch of blinking red and blue lights.
Yeah, some ticker tape that comes out and does nothing.
And you could go, that's so cray.
Oh, there you go. There you go.
Yeah.
I also had the idea for like four fake horses that you can strap to the front of your car.
So you'll have 204 horsepower?
Yep.
Nice. Ooh. I don't know. What is normal?
That's a lot
horsepower
of horsepower.
Yeah. I don't know.
400? I wish I knew the number. Eric is.
200 is right around.
Is that about
normal for like.
400?
Yeah, for a smaller car, yeah.
Okay. Cool.
We don't have to
400
know that.
Is pretty tough.
Everyone turn to the one person in this room who can fix things.
How do you?
Yeah, right. Who knows manly stuff?
Did you bring your computer to me? You got to bring a computer to
me. It's not mine, and I didn't bring it because I didn't have the time because I'm on. This is going to be a long story that's not entertaining. I just couldn't get over to
the answer is no, I couldn't bring it.
Exactly.
So, the ballot initiative, we need to look this up actually. What percentage did the initiative to force
37 is what
porn
you're talking
stars?
About. Oh no, you're talking about B. Measure
we're going
B.
to the. Measure I don't B. know what it's called. They're forcing porn stars in Los Angeles County.
They're forcing our lovely porn stars that we get to see in the coffee shops out of town.
They really are, aren't they?
Yeah, that was the biggest thing that was so stupid about this. It's like, oh, we're encouraging safety. Like, no, you're just fucking your own porn economy. Everyone's going to drive right out of town to Palm Springs.
Well, that's a problem.
Yeah, like 3 days ago, I was in Coffee Bean, and there were a group of like six women who like clearly met up as friends, but just looking, they're like, oh, they're porn stars. They are obviously, they're dressed down, they're in casuals, but they're just glaringly obviously porn stars having a coffee together as friends. I'm just kind of thinking, that won't happen anymore. They'll be having their...
this coffee shop
Irvine.
Is going out of business.
It will be in Vegas.
Yeah, Vegas.
And you know, there was... right when this was coming down, before it even got voted on, there were investors in Florida, Las Vegas, all of them trying to pull business away, going like, if you want to move your business here, we'll give you $4 million, and we'll give you this, and we'll give you this, and we'll give you this building that we have. And it was a really dumb thing for Los Angeles to pass.
It's really stupid. This is the religious being successful, I'm guessing. Am I wrong about this? I mean... Isn't this just a way to whittle away at the industry?
I don't know if this has actually come from religious people. I think it's come from
the kind of health nut people.
Moralizing, yes. Self-important.
Well, someone told me
that. Yeah, but that originally comes from religion.
Right? Well, someone told me that the a group of AIDS activists in Los Angeles had been kind of behind it, too.
Yeah, there was one.
I don't know if they supported it or thought of
no,
it.
No, there was.
Was one of the major AIDS foundations was entirely
who started a thing and basically shut down the original organization that tested all the porn people.
Okay.
Yeah, but didn't that happen before the measure was on the ballot?
Yeah, but it was the same people. It was.
Okay,
in other words, it was an attack on the. It was a two pronged attack
on
the porn industry.
And who was
a two pronged bareback attack?
It was a DB. It was a DP. So they there was. I can't
you know
remember
that
the name
kangaroos
of the
have two dicks. They have forked dicks.
Did you know that cats
Sexy.
have barbs on their penises?
Yes. Yeah. I did know
I will
that.
Never forget
where
the
do you
night
think
I
got
found that out.
Did you know that this
I'll never forget
this
the
thing
night
that
I put the hose on you.
Did you know that this thing that I once drew had like a penis for each finger?
See, that's why Matt just waits to say gems. That's what he does.
But who was saying
25 minutes in, we've solved all the problems in the world.
Who was that's saying right. on the last show, I don't know if it was Art and Atheist or the show, that it's probably worse for porn stars who are using condoms, because
that was me saying that, I
that
think
was you
yeah.
saying it. So say
yeah
it again.
That's one of the arguments that I heard against it from someone who's in porn and actually knows what they're talking about because it affects them, saying condoms aren't necessarily safer in porn sex for two reasons. Firstly, it makes it less likely that the companies will insist on testing because there's yeah. condoms involved, and secondly condoms are safer when you're having sex like normal people have sex for what, like a minute and a half? How long do you manage, right? like porn people.
Ouch.
They're fucking for hours at a time.
Yeah, for hours, and not necessarily in like not comfortable, normal, like positions that are right for camera angles, but not actually good for sex.
People don't understand that
lubricating,
making
actually having
porn
condoms
is work.
There.
It's work.
Yeah, and having condoms there actually over time, unless you're really careful with, like, you know, you can keep shoving lube on there, but basically things dry out. It makes it more likely that there'll be abrasions, and when there's abrasions, there's more likely of disease. The
right.
More likely
passing
of disease,
disease.
Transmission.
Right. And you're going to snap condoms.
It was the AIDS.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Absolutely. Yeah. That's the other thing. Condoms don't last for 2 hours.
I think
hydrogen
is behind this.
I'm not sure if I'm right, but I thought that the only angle of this that actually made sense was that they were, and it still doesn't make sense because of the way that it worked out. But porn is as safe as porn is going to get. That's the safety issue is just fuckdiculous. It makes no sense. You know, everyone in porn is getting tested constantly.
Right.
The only thing that I could see, the only argument that I could see for it is that, and this argument does exist, that people sexually, especially in this day and age where everything's free, emulate porn. And therefore, if everyone in porn was using condoms, then it would make it "quote unquote" sexier to use condoms.
Not going to happen.
And supposedly would encourage, and I can see the validity of that, but that's shot out the window when you go, oh well, this law only applies in Los Angeles County. So
number one,
no one's going to adhere to the law. They're just going to move.
And right. also, I don't think it is porn's responsibility to teach people how to fuck.
Well, no, I think
not only do I, even though they do, yeah. Not only do
maybe that's the secret. Maybe like after each episode, they have us like children's cartoon moral bit where they sort of. Like they fuck, and then one of them just looks at
and a unicorn comes out of a bush, and
yeah, just, hi, I'm a porn star, and you may have just seen me have sex without a condom, but I was tested. You should get tested yourself, and always wear condoms.
You know what we could do is
spray
we could use holograms,
in.
And we could actually get all of the dead porn stars who died of AIDS to put
to sing with Tupac.
What, both
yes.
of them.
We are the world.
Well, maybe not.
The porn
sing
you just
them.
Watched. Was condoms.
Have any porn stars
That's
died
why I'm
of
dead.
Have any porn stars died of AIDS?
The only one I know of is John Holmes.
Right.
And of course he died of AIDS. His
right.
penis was the size of a child.
Yeah, and he was
an infant.
Like, and that had very little to do with porn. That had to do with the fact that he was just a fucking train wreck.
He claimed
That's
to be
just destiny.
Gay for pay. There was no testing back in those days.
And he was all over everything.
He claimed he wasn't bisexual. He would only do porn. Yes.
Matthew Ty on the wall says, "Who makes it to the end of the movie?"
No one's going to see these PSAs.
That's a very good point. I love that none of us thought of that.
I'm the same when I go to the movie theater. I watch the end of the credits in case there's a little surprise funny bit.
Yeah.
Oh, so you watch a lot of Marvel porn.
Yeah. I like to see I like to see the bloopers, and I like to see what's coming up on the next one in the series.
The bloopers.
There are bloopers for porn. They're quite
funny. Why aren't there porn cliffhangers? That's an entirely untapped market.
Yeah.
Do Ooh. They make faces like
yeah. Wait, just as it starts to spurt out, the picture freezes.
Yeah.
Tune in next week.
Oh!
Nice. I want to be clear, the AIDS Healthcare Foundation are the folks who were behind this measure, and they claim that it would safeguard public health. That's how they're putting it. That's what they're claiming.
Public health or the health of
I know that's
they're retarded.
They're thinking
health.
Like Eric was just talking.
Everyone
like,
in the public.
They believe that if
yeah,
they
and
force these people to do X, then
yeah.
the public will do Y. It's bullshit.
And like
There's
I said,
no
I could see a little bit
it.
Of validity in that. Fair enough, but and there are companies that are doing condom only porn too.
Yeah.
Like it's
I've
not unheard
it.
Of. Like
right.
But also, if you're doing that, should they also be stopping James Bond from jumping between buildings?
Yeah, exactly.
Without a condom.
Yeah.
Yeah.
James Bond is actually always wearing a condom in a chase scene.
If jumping between buildings can give you AIDS, then yes. You're listening to Skeptically Yours on SkepticallyYours.net and available on the iTunes Store. Good news, everybody! We have a premium service. We do the show for 90 minutes. And you'll be able to listen to the live show and or download the first hour free from iTunes, just like it always has been. The premium service will allow you to subscribe to the full 90-minute show. In other words, we stop at 60 minutes right before the cum shot, and then you can come back and you can download it
for
and you
PSA.
Can find out who took it on the chin. It's only $10 per year. If you want to support us, please go to skepticallyyours.net/premium.
Forward splash.
That's skepticallyyours.net.
/premium
and subscribe. And now back to Skeptically Yours, where thinking is free. We're talking with Eric Cash, Dax Jordan, and at some point we might be joined by Matt Kirshen.
I doubt it.
What? Oh, hey, welcome back, man.
I had a quick thought relating that last subject to when a lot of the smoking bans were coming into place.
Right.
And the theory behind it was that, you know, it's the employees of the bars and restaurants who don't.
By the way, that was originally started by pregnant bartenders in Arcata, California, and I think that it is much more harmful to public health to have those shitty women working in those fucking bars while they're pregnant than it is for me to smoke in a place that's ventilated. That's stupid.
You know what? Personally, I gotta say, as a comic and a non-smoker, I'm not upset at all by the smoking ban. Like, I remember.
Oh, me neither.
Particularly, because
what are you worried about? Your growth was already stunted anyway.
No, wait, like, who's the smoker here? Eric?
Yeah.
Eric's Dax?
No, never.
No.
And, yeah, no.
And I just know, like, because the best comedy venues are always the ones with a really low ceiling, very little ventilation, everyone's packed in tight. Mm. And I remember, particularly in London, like, in the UK, when I used to go to these venues, and you'd reek of smoke after, like, your shirt was stink of smoke. Like, that's not happened to
my
me
whole
in five,
closet,
6 years.
I didn't smoke.
I'm so against the smoking bans. And then when they did come in, I did notice something that was useful. And I think they should actually take them away now, because I think that the way that everything had gone on is that businesses didn't think they could be a non-smoking business.
Yeah.
You know, I think every business just kind of assumed they had to have a smoking section or they would lose all their business. Then the smoking bans came in. And you remember when they first came down, all these businesses were like, oh, my God, no one's going to come to my bar. We're fucked. Everybody freaked out about it. And then the next day, like, all these people went to these businesses and were like, I like it that there's no smoking. So they should take it away now and let people choose.
They also didn't realize that they were, I mean, come on, the allure of alcohol and drunken pussy is all you need to keep a bar filled. That's all you need.
Well, you know, being that I used to strip, that was hard for me because I was dancing on the stage and we were usually much higher than
exactly
down,
the same
for
comics. So you're just right at a cigarette level. It's just
hanging out where it's just literally just a layer of death.
Well, they just blow it up into the sky anyway.
You don't want to say blow it up into when you're.
I just want to let everyone know that Matt was just sexily eating a banana.
I was.
Uh-huh. He was.
There is no other way to eat a banana.
I was about to say, he could do it any other way.
We talked for 10 minutes on condoms and he had to go eat a had to get a banana.
Safely. But the end of the point I was making about when this smoking ban came in and it was supposed to be based on the employees and bars and restaurants is that came in, and then you would see at some point every single employee of every bar or restaurant I've ever been to going out back to smoke.
Yeah.
While the customers are sitting inside enjoying the non-smoking atmosphere. So I just wish they would have said, oh, it's for us, the customers. Because for me, that's what it was. It wasn't for the employees, because the employees of bars and restaurants smoke 90% of the
generally,
time.
Generally, I don't know.
It is also, like, as a non-smoker, I am slightly envious of the fact that smokers get to stand in the same place and flirt with each other.
Yeah.
which is a known thing.
And like, the smoking chicks are always the looser chicks.
You can always creep the smokers if you want.
Yeah.
You can just creep hang out.
Just hang out with the smokers. I do that
but
sometimes.
I can until the end of November, then I'm gone.
The worst part about the smoking ban is right after it happened, every single bar and every single club smelled like old
stale
cigarettes.
It really stuck out.
And people were now having to wash walls. They were forced to wash the walls because of the
thing. Yeah, there was a point where you sort of realized, oh, our bar stinks of old beer and piss.
Smells like a bar.
Oh, the smell of cigarette was.
So it had been doing
covering
something.
Was covering
positive.
Up the,
it was
the
covering up
pukes.
Death.
Yeah.
This awful, slow
bar
death.
But connected back to what we were talking about, was it was it Barbara Bush who had the campaign against people smoking in films? Like, I know there was a...
Really?
There was a big thing about... Yeah, and, it,
been
and,
several
oh, you
and
know
it's far, and it's far less of a thing now. You very rarely see characters smoking. Like, if you look at any movie from, like, before the mid-90s, particularly sort of 80s and before... Like, all the main characters are smoking, you know, loads of the main characters are smoking. Someone would go into an office and be offered a cigarette and be lighting up, and the hot woman would sort of have a leg up on a bar and be lighting a cigarette seductively, and that very rarely happens now. When it does, it's like a thing.
Out.
Like, Tarantino might put it in a film as a reference to another film.
Yeah, almost as a callback to an old time, you know?
Yeah.
But that didn't go away, I don't think, because of some sort of... political pressure. That
I think there was a lot of
I know there was
pressure,
but I don't think that's why we've seen it go away. I think
it's just a product of the time.
We've seen it go away because it's no longer sexy. It's not a sexy thing to look across the room and see a chick smoking a cigarette.
And also none of us can smoke in bars, so you're not putting that in your film anymore.
There was a BBC series. I think they remade it over here called Life on Mars, and the premise was someone. It was a really nice series. The premise is someone has, like, a policeman has an accident, like, gets in a car crash, and wakes up in I believe it's the 60s.
60s, yeah.
And it is throughout the whole series, it's unclear whether it's really happened or whether this is some coma-induced hallucination or whatever. But the beauty of it is he's now a cop in the 60s, and it's all done really well. But everyone's smoking. In the office, like...
Wow.
In the police office. And you forget that used to be the thing. When you go into a business, it wasn't just bars. I remember when people used to just light up at their desk, like, you know, and that was normal. That was...
Yeah, when you watch Mad Men, it hits you.
Yeah.
Every episode.
If you watch Mad Men, it hits you because they beat you over the head with it constantly.
Yeah, it's part of the thing.
That actually got annoying after the seventh episode. Yeah. It's like, okay, yeah, you have the camera trained on the whiskey. That's
right.
Okay, I get it.
We get it.
Everybody drank and smoked. I get it.
So the guy, he was in a car crash and woke up in the 60s? That happened to my grandmother.
True story.
But she was actually in the car wreck in the 60s.
Right, yeah.
And then she woke up in the 60s?
She thought of this.
Get it.
Nice. Yeah, see? So that
she
happened.
She thought of it right at the same time that Emery was inventing the iPad.
I didn't invent the iPad. I didn't say that.
For a brief second after the crash, Princess Diana thought she was a former member of the royal family.
Nice.
Star Trek had the iPad before anybody else.
Yeah, yeah. Well, they had the Bluetooth headphone.
And everyone dressed like they were living in the 60s.
Uhura, yeah.
What Star Trek actually had was the tricorder, which is how everyone looks on their phones, and everyone looks like they're on Star Trek trying to take readings of a foreign planet.
Looking for signs of life
in front of them, like trying to get Google Maps to load.
Yeah, but no one's scanning one another just to find out if they have internal injuries.
I'm scanning you right now.
We will.
Yeah. No, we won't.
No, that's give what we would do years. If we're useful, which we're not.
Do you think we'll ever be doing that?
Sure, why not?
The other thing,
only if we can live tweet the results.
Yeah. They'll be live tweeting it to the hospital.
The other thing Star Trek had was spaceships.
Yes,
those are fake.
Just throwing that out there.
Yeah, those weren't real though.
Oh, okay.
They also have Klingons. We'll have those one day.
I think we will have ships like that one day. I think we're going to be shuttling to and from Mars and the moon.
You think they're going to be shaped like that?
It's kind of aerodynamically.
It's kind of an aerodynamic.
You don't need to be aerodynamic in space.
There's
that's
no air.
That's why all UFO claims are bullshit.
But you got to get it up into the space, which is going to take.
Yeah, but they can be assembled in that. Like, you know, look at satellites. They're not aerodynamic shapes.
Not at all.
It's more likely if we develop spacecraft that they would be developed and built
in
outside. Because otherwise you have to
use all that damn fuel.
Exactly.
Yeah.
That thing we have to get past that.
If we have enough power to travel interstellar,
I'm just
going to
use a lot of hand gestures.
Matt just threw the banana peel across the room and into the trash. What were you saying, Eric?
An athletic feat?
Well, it's sort of.
Sort of. It nearly went right. Right.
So, we keep getting off the topic.
We never actually got on it. I don't.
I know. I want to finish this thought about. I half agree with you and half don't when you say that modifying behavior, HIV.
I wasn't entirely ascribing to that thought.
Okay,
I'm saying I can see a little bit of the validity in it.
I see.
It's more valid than the other thought, which is like, we're keeping porn stars safe, which is just
stupid.
Completely stupid.
Yeah. Well, I think at the end of the day, we're just radio talk show hosting this, because at the end of the day, I don't think they were saying that. I think they were, according to what I'm seeing on my screen right here,
they were claiming it was a health and safety thing. They were one of the things one of the things they said is, if you work on a construction site, the law mandates you wear steel toe boots and a
so they were comparing
helmet.
It in that way.
And they were comparing it to they were saying that it's legitimate to mandate that because the government can do that because they mandate safety.
I would vote for a measure where porn stars have to wear helmets.
Yeah,
going the other way.
Have you ever dropped a hammer on your penis?
Have you ever been hit in the forehead with an 11-inch dick?
Yeah, helmet and face guard they need, actually, and possibly even a mouth guard.
Yeah, and
besides, if they were all wearing helmets and knee guards and elbow pads, porn would be so much more exciting.
It really would. And it would probably be a little more violent, which I think it could use.
Yeah, just like racquetball courts and people getting thrown around.
I'm looking forward to a time that porn only happens in, you know when they, like, people work on radioactivity and they have like the gloves that go through the glass wall. And they just fit, like, they'll be like,
that's what porn will be.
You know what? Someone should make that. That would be pretty hot.
As soon as you started saying it, I was like, we could make that film.
Right? I don't know. Latex porn is not that far from that. I mean, really.
Yeah, all you need is the glass. It can't be too hard to make one of those things. Make, like, you know, a believable looking one of those.
Oh, I'm sure.
Right. Project for today.
We can't make this porn.
What's that?
We can't make it.
What do you mean we can't make it?
It'll look stupid when you put a condom on the guy. He's coming through that
we
system.
We can make it in Vegas.
We'll make a condom just like those gloves.
You know,
just a big black latex, like, we'll make the latex with like devil horns on the end and
grab a robotic arm thing that it controls.
When I worked at Fetish's boutique now called Passionelle in Philadelphia, they had full latex rubber suits, which also included hoods, some of them with eyes and some just not. And they had the sheath for the penis as well, which could also be worn by a woman where they stick the sheath inside. Mm-hmm. So my friend Callie, who ran the store, she said, I want to just wear that thing and let everyone fuck me because I will never get any kind of shit on me. I won't get any kind of semen. I won't catch anything because I'll be in this full body.
Completely full body enclosed
rubber suit. You can do whatever you want.
Now here's what I think is going to happen.
You can also get fucked in space that way.
Yeah.
Yeah, you could.
Sealed off.
In your space.
Has that ever happened? Have there ever been a couple in space, like on the space station or anything?
Join the 83 Mile High Club?
Yeah, you two have got computers. If it, like, quickly Google sex in space, has it happened?
While she Googles that,
if you
I'm
Google sex
this.
In space, you're going to get all sorts of results that have nothing to do with this question.
Is this going to make the condom better?
I hope
that was mine. That was my first thing. Like,
why not, like, make
fuck
a condom
this whole
that
idea.
Goes just around the
because porn
head.
Has why driven make a lot of technology over the years.
Why
really? Yeah, like porn, like so much. Mostly, yeah. You know, mostly broadcasting technology, but so much of it. Wasn't like the reason VHS beat Betamax was the porn industry.
First of all, I know where you're from, but I'm going to correct you and tell you that it's based on the fact we're talking about porn. It's Betamax,
but not, Betamax would have won.
Yeah,
definitely would have beat
Betamax. Would have won had it been
Vitamita Vegemin.
Says artificial gravity presents difficulties surrounding the performance of most sexual activities.
That's just a guy who's trying
that?
To explain a bad.
Somebody's
performance.
Somebody's making that.
That's
fuck you.
That's just a story from a guy saying to his girlfriend, "Hey, listen, it's there's no gravity."
Yeah,
that's why I was no good.
Fucking have coward. Astronaut.
That's why when I came, I shot across the room in the opposite direction.
I mean, obviously there are things that you don't want.
It's just jizz floating everywhere. What have you guys been doing in here?
Would it do that? Like when there was a pop shot, would it throw you back?
A little bit, right?
Ejaculate shooting out of your... And you
absolutely.
Just kind of spin.
You know, not by much, but there'd be a certain amount.
What do you mean?
Well, maybe you
much.
Not much.
I don't know what you're talking about. I would fly across the fucking room.
Oh.
What? What's the matter, Heather?
Oh,
she found a
what
payload.
What did you find?
Joseph Swam told me to look up the two suit. Number two, SUIT. And it is a garment designed to facilitate effortless intimacy in the weightlessness environments such as outer space. or on planets with low gravity. It has been tested in microgravity during...
Somebody made one of these, and yet we still can't get to other planets? What the...
I thought of this in 1947.
That's awesome.
Well, there are people who go up... listen, I can tell you right now there's been sex in weightlessness. You can rent... the vomit comet.
The fact that people have gone up into space
for a quarter million, I think,
means that someone's had sex up there.
Right? I'm with you on this.
The Russians have to.
I'm assuming that after the ninth person goes, it's got to have happened.
Well, where are they doing? Where does the wetness go? It's going to just, you know, go into the computer and mess everything up.
Yeah, you have to have some kind of covering around.
Well, you know, they piss up there too.
Yeah, well, women
and shower.
They aren't always, you know, not... There's stuff coming out of their vaginas.
Yeah, but the same happens with, like, sweat as well. Like, if you're exerting yourself.
That's what I want to see. I want to see a woman squirting in zero gravity, shooting herself across a room.
Right?
Like a floating speedboat.
She'd
just
end
a
up
fucking
going in
rooster
circles.
Tail.
Yeah. End up spinning around.
I wonder. Wow. I wonder if the challenger was just Krista McAuliffe coming.
Oh!
I mean, they weren't in space yet, but maybe they were.
Shut
they were
the fuck
there.
Up!
It was her coming early.
Anyway, it says here NASA has never conducted
too soon?
An official
too soon?
Space sex test.
Has never NASA.
What a bunch of assholes! No wonder their funding got cut.
Well, you know, you couldn't. Oh god!
Yeah, if they were doing sex experiments.
They would have gotten their funding
their
doubled.
Funding. Yeah.
That is what, like, nowadays, with the amount of commercial activity and sponsorship, like, they would have to do, like, for every what, or, like, every two real scientific experiments up there, there'd have to be, like, one that's from, a tweet-in. From
right.
Or like a Red Bull. Yeah, Red Bull-sponsored experiment.
Red Bull Challenge, yeah. The one that gets the most votes. Okay, we've got to play paintball today, apparently. We've got to...
Today's launch brought to you by Adam and Eve.
Yeah.
The ones that actually exist.
Sexy.
It's time for a break. My apologies. We'll be right back after this. You're listening to Skeptically Yours on skepticallyyours.net and available on the iTunes Store. Have you heard of our other hit podcast, Ardent Atheist? Well, you have now. It's hilarious. Check it out if you don't believe me. www.ardentatheist.com. Go there now or later. Whatever. I really don't care. Just go and stop bugging me. And now back to Skeptically Yours, where thinking is free. We're talking with Eric Cash, Dax Jordan, and Matt Kirshen.
They say NASA says that if it had ever happened, the agency doesn't know anything about it. Uh-huh. Plus,
that's plausible.
The agency has fucking pictures of it.
Plus,
you know it.
If astronauts
Roswell 2,
everything on those shuttles
filmed.
Is filmed, and you
it's
know damn well
space.
That they have the video, and it's passing around the NASA offices constantly.
Well, or. The video is that exists is only audio, and it's they. I mean, if you're fucking on the shuttle, aren't you going to cover the? I'm going to cover it up. I'm
yeah,
not gonna,
you put up
okay, you're
going to
cover it up. I'm going to be waving at the camera.
No, you get fired when you get back, don't
so,
you?
So
they're
fired.
Not going to fire you. Worth they put $4 million worth of training into you, and they're going to fire
Ty
you for getting laid.
Right.
Has another good one. NASA, no authorized sexual activity.
Need another sexy astronaut.
What was the name of that video I talked about the other day, Matt? Yes. Everybody, go look up the Old Negro Space Program on YouTube and find the video. It's about a 15-minute comedy short. It is brilliant. It's a it's kind of a spoof on the Ken Burns videos, you know, mm-hmm. the documentaries he does. And it's about the idea that while there was a white space program going on that we're all aware of, at the same
this
time,
sounds awful.
There was a Negro space program going on, and it's really
their
funny.
Their own separate league.
Go check it out. It's quite hilarious. all right, guys, we apparently did pass the condoms for porn stars law, but we did not pass. And I don't know the number of this one. Eric
37.
Meyer. Yeah. We did not pass the law to put labels on foods that are genetically altered.
But with condoms. What? Oh, we're not on that topic anymore.
And this bothers you, Eric. No?
Especially compared to each other.
Compared to each other. Yeah. I don't think either of them should have.
But yeah, it very much bothers me. I think I think it's ridiculous that thing didn't pass.
Why?
Because we should have a right to know what's in our food.
Genetically altered foods is not adding something specifically to the food. If we already,
I know what it is.
We already let everybody know what's in their food.
No, we don't.
Why do you say that?
There are all sorts of things done to our... Just Google Monsanto and read for 20 minutes. Like,
you know, I've gone
There's all sorts of things in our food that we don't know about, and this measure would have been important to start going like, hey, we need to know what kind of shit you're giving us.
If the food makers... So what you're claiming, and this is what I
and
found
I
when I went looking online.
I don't
online.
Understand any of the arguments against it either. There are no good arguments against it.
Let's discuss it then. First of all, they're supposed to... list in order of amount the ingredients of the food.
Mm-hmm.
And you're saying they're not doing that.
They're not listing what happens. Like if you say beef, well, what's in the beef? And I know right. that 37 or, doesn't apply to meat, but right. that's just
but
an
or
example.
Let's say corn, like genetically modified corn that has a specific the BT toxin gene placed into it so that it's specifically resistant to a certain kind of larva.
And then it goes on the ingredients list as corn.
So the argument corn. Is, okay, the argument is that they're slipping poisons into the food.
There are many poisons slipping
genetically
the
putting them in and then not telling us.
No, my argument is that we should know what's in our food, and shooting something down that says this is genetically modified is ridiculous. There's no good arguments against it.
Sure there is. Genetically,
tell me one.
I'll tell you right now. Genetically modified foods are everything we're eating. Everything we're eating has been genetically modified.
Except under the proposition, there was a definition of GMO. So that argument's gone.
It's not gone. No. It's not gone. The problem is...
I do understand we've been doing selective breeding and blah, blah, blah,
no,
blah, blah, blah.
But listen, there's a new monster out there, and it's genetically engineered
foods. Hi, are we back on porn?
Foods.
Sorry.
The new monster, the new scare, the new fear, which I think is bullshit... On
why
a grand
is it,
scale.
Why is it a fear because people want to know that it's there?
It's not a fear because people want to know what's
that's
there.
Not, that's
it's a
not,
fear. What I'm saying is that the idea that, first of all, just the
so
idea
you're reacting
that
to an argument that's not happening is what's happening.
No, I'm not. Genetically modified foods have been happening since we've started growing foods, number one.
Sure.
And the idea that genetically altered
And ever
foods,
since agriculture, the human race has been getting sick, too.
Really,
agriculture massively fucked up the human race for a good 2,000 years.
In what way? What do you mean?
We got shorter, for one thing.
No, be specific. Give me a cause effect.
When we started growing,
cause and effect.
When we started growing food, we started growing a lot of grain, which we did not eat as hunters and gatherers.
Yep.
It caused us to become very sick and very short. And it caused all this time for our systems to adjust to this and actually regain the heights that we usually had. Agriculture is not technically good for you. We should be. I'm not ascribing to the fear that you're talking about. I don't think that every genetically modified food is evil, but I do want to know what's in my food.
Here's the problem.
When the
government passes a law that says
you have to tell me what you put in this.
Let me finish. When the government passes a law that says everything that's been genetically modified has to be labeled as such.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. First of all, by certain criteria that they're claiming is specific to GMO, right?
Yeah.
When the government passes this law, what they're doing is they're agreeing to stick a scary label on foods, and people don't even fucking know what genetically modified actually means.
Yeah,
at the end of the day,
people are going to learn more and more and more. They're going to have to. The flip side of that is that. Is that the food business is run by such rampant, insane corporate capitalism that there's all sorts of nasty shit going into what we eat.
Well, that is one thing I do agree. Like, particularly in America, like, I notice I put on weight in America more than... Like, I start to put on weight in America when I don't in the UK because I'm eating stuff that isn't food. I don't think the GMO thing, like, I think it's a red herring.
I think it would have been a step in the right direction.
There's so much stuff in food, particularly here, but like in any of the Western world, that just firstly isn't food. Like the stuff we eat over here is padded out with so much crap.
Yeah.
And then also the rampant, like something I think really should be done is that is the rampant overuse of antibiotics mm-hmm. in the food industry. I think yes. I think that's a real crime. That's a proper crime, because what they start doing is they have intensive farming where they cram all the animals in together, and rather than treating them if they get ill, by which time it's often too late because of how crowded they are, they just load them up on antibiotics, which means the entire farming industry, particularly in the US, but in the UK as well and other Western countries, is just a massive petri dish.
You don't do that?
Raising...
You don't do that in Europe?
No, they do, but more so here. There's less regulation.
Clearly, you've never been to a spotted dick farm.
But it's a... I've been to many spotted dick farms.
He was raised on one.
From not using condoms.
But they are a giant petri dish, basically cultivating antibiotic resistance, resistant diseases.
And that's which is organically, you know, raised without antibiotics.
Yeah.
Or normal meat. So that's the kind of thing nice to have a label on there so that we as consumers can choose.
And I don't think that the proposition was perfect. I do think that it would have been a step in the right direction. I think that...
There are a lot of genetic modifications they can do to crops that are actually entirely harmless. They're just
I know. I'm
and there's a
we
lot.
We have been
there's
the
a
banana
lot of
is not a yellow curved thing. It used to be this little green.
Oh no!
And by the way,
that's different though. That's selective breeding. It's not actually tweaking anything in that. But
I have a big problem with that. By the way, if we're genetically modifying all these foods, why the fuck don't bananas have zippers?
Are bananas too difficult for you to open?
I'm not saying that they're too difficult. I'm saying that a zipper on my banana would be luxurious.
Look, I guess
well,
that would
I
be a top
would
shelf
like to
banana.
See a zipper on your banana, Eric.
Right.
Good God.
But also there is a hell of a lot of good stuff that genetic modification is doing to crop. There are certain, particularly in third world countries, I there's some dodgy shit that some companies are up to, like, you know, selling seeds that have a year expiry that are genetically modified to expire within a year. That's fucked. But genetically modifying certain grains so that they are resistant to certain diseases, which means you can massively cut down or not at all use certain chemicals, like which would otherwise have to be sprayed on the crops. That's better for the environment. The chemicals cost money. It means you can just give these to the third world countries. They can grow them safely, and they will grow, and they'll be resistant to whatever blight normally ruins them.
Well, genetically modified foods are literally saving millions of people around the globe.
I don't argue against that either.
Okay.
I think that there is a big disconnect between what is in our food and what we're being told, and I would like there to be more accurate labeling. And yeah,
but I don't think that law is the answer to it. Like,
I don't think that it was the answer.
I think that law was clumsy.
I think that was a good argument against it.
It tarred an entire type of thing,
right,
with the same brush, like some bad modification and entirely harmless and entirely good and minor, and all of that just gets labeled as bad. And also the flip side of that is that tricks people into thinking that the stuff without that label is then good and decent, when actually often that food with a genetically modified ingredient is in many cases healthier than, say, the other thing. It's like the low fat scam that started around the 80s and 90s, where they started labeling food as low fat because they realized people would start buying it despite the fact that it had way high sugar to make up the lack of when you remove fat
sugar
from food,
salt,
yeah, well, that
removes flavor, so they pump up the sugar and the salt,
that's a dietary myth too. Like, fat is good for you,
right? Exactly, and that, but
people won't ever accept that because it's the word fat,
exactly, and that's a good argument that a fair amount of obesity in the West nowadays has come from that shift in food sellers, where they've realized, oh well, if we scoop out the fat and chuck in some sugar, people will buy it thinking it's healthy and eat it in greater amounts.
I think this
Prop 37 had that same problem, where people will kind of go, this stuff's got the genetically modified sticker. Fuck that! I'm not going to buy that thing. I'm going to buy these Oreos instead.
These won't be Frankenfoods.
Yeah.
Right.
Well, some genetically altered foods, for example, are
is Monsanto making Oreo seeds yet?
No, that would be great. Are resistant.
They've got a mouse that Oreos grow on the back of, and they just skim it off.
That's hilarious. The
they make the mice really fast so that you have to burn calories while you're getting your cookies.
A vegetarian conundrum.
I think that's okay for vegetarians, not for vegans. That's
right.
Different.
Yeah, good point. Yes, because it doesn't kill the mouse. It
doesn't kill the mouse, but it is a mouse. It is an animal byproduct.
Right.
And because nothing is okay for vegans.
Have we ever done a study to find out if picking mice up by their tails gives them cancer?
Oh, I heard it did.
Genetically altered foods. The bulk of what they're doing with genetic modification is they're making them. They're just genetic modifications. They're not what you're describing, Eric, where they're injecting these poisons into the plants. They are altering these plants genetically. The difference is they're not using. They're changing the genes. They're finding out what genes do what.
Yeah, but they're not always doing it for health reasons.
Well, let me finish. The bulk of what's going on is gene modification. Mm-hmm. When gene modification is happening, you don't have an inherently dangerous food. But ask the average asshole on the street, and you will find that the average asshole on the street in this town and around the globe, or around the U.S., I don't want to curse the Europeans, but you ask the average asshole about gene modification to their foods, and they will instantly, for the most part, large part of them will tell you that makes them cancerous. That's what studies are showing that people think of modified foods. So if you put these fucking stickers on food that has been made to be more resilient to drought and to last longer on the shelves and therefore be able to feed us more effectively, you make our food dangerous in the average mind. That's the problem.
There isn't a lot of studies to come back to see what each and every genetic modification does. And every time that you modify something...
It's so complex what the end result of adding a gene from one animal to a plant,
you know, it's not Legos.
Ecosystem.
Well, there's things like, you know, you can get cancer every time. Like, it makes you more likely to get cancer every time you huff radon gas to get high.
You're listening to Skeptically Yours on skepticallyyours.net and available on the iTunes Store. And now, a special announcement.
This is a big super shout out to the listeners. Kyle Delaney, Berendo Forever, Amazing Goat Girl.
Say that again. You
Berendo Forever. Yeah. Herb Reagan, Jin Ochoy, Danielle Lucas, Cameron Winters, and Joe Swam. These were the screen names of the people chatting in the Skeptic Tank last week. Thanks for being there, everybody.
That's exactly right. Thanks again. And now back to Skeptically Yours, where thinking is free. We're talking with Eric Cash, Dax Jordan, and Matt Kirshen.
Jax Dorden.
Did I say Jax?
Cat Mershon.
Last time I was on, you said Jax Dorden.
Why do
this
I
time
do
you've
that?
Gotten it.
You didn't do it this time.
You didn't
I was
do
just
it.
Saying
she's
it.
Messing with you.
Every Jacob Jax.
Every time she reads off all the screen names like that, I just want to start shouting bingo.
You can.
Kyle Delaney.
Where does the name bingo. Dax come from?
My parents
Star
got
Trek
it from
Deep Space Nine.
It does come from that too. My parents got it from a Harold Robbins novel that was popular in the 70s called The Adventurers.
Because she didn't want you to be popular in the 80s at all.
Not even a little. And
did
I
you
wasn't.
Look into the specific
it worked.
Character? Did the specific character have?
It was the lead character. His name was Dax. Well, his initials were Dax, but that's what his.
What was
that's
he
the
like?
Name he went by. He was a not tongue in cheek Austin Powers.
Oh, really?
Wow.
Your parents named you after that?
Yes.
Oh, you should just... you should be that just to fuck with them.
You've read that story.
Oh,
right?
You gave me this name, Mom and Dad. You made this monster!
It's horrifying, but I like it. It's worked out.
Yeah.
See, no, it's good. You can't meet... I presume... Like, how often do you meet another Dax? Has that happened?
Many times, actually.
And you didn't... There's, you guys didn't, like, touch and wink out of existence?
Nope, but I did find...
Were they named after the same novel?
Yes. I've met other Daxes who got their name from
the
exact same
source.
How
did meeting
source.
These people that were also named from the same novel not create a rip
a
in
wormhole.
Time and space?
Thankfully, it did not. We were in public. Everyone was safe.
I would just imagine the skies would go dark and there'd just be swirling pink lightning shooting at
a Dax hole. Giant festering Dax hole. I'm actually friends with another Dax Jordan on
really?
Facebook. I know another Dax Jordan even.
There's only one other Emery that I'm aware of.
That's a real thing? There's another one?
Yeah, my dad.
His name isn't Emery anymore.
It's not. He changed his name to Bob.
Just tell me he changed it to Bob Bob.
After how many Bob years? Edward.
I don't know when his tax problems began.
Oh, okay.
But because they thought he was you?
I don't know what that's about. Maybe. I don't know. But he changed his name to Bob
Newhart.
I think maybe when I was in my 20s, I think, or maybe earlier actually. I might have been in my teens.
Of all names.
But Emery so Emery is his real name.
So a good 40, 50 years of Emery. Yeah, he's like, fuck this, I'm Bob.
Yeah,
your name's no last name, just
your
Bob.
Grandparents who were the ones who had the idea for
that. Yeah, it was his dad. It was his dad that started it. And,
what was he
and
thinking?
Then he passed it on to me, and named me the second.
Yeah, Emery's grandfather's name is Avery.
And then he named two other boys from his second marriage, my father did. He named them Robbie Emery and Christopher Emery. So middle names he gave them. I got no middle name. But my middle name is two dashes. They wouldn't leave the field blank on the birth certificate. So first they wrote none, and my mom sent that back in and said, no, there's no middle name. And
then they put like Emery Nunn
slash B or N slash A or whatever.
Surely they must be used for someone only having like two. Like, is
apparently
it,
in 1963, it
everyone
was
had a middle name.
It was a conundrum. Yeah, they were just losing it.
And so you finally were nearly called Emery Nunn Emery.
Yeah, which is, I think, maybe funnier than double dash.
Well, you know, Kennedy had just been shot, so cut him some slack.
He had been shot in November. That's right. I was born in Christmas.
The sexual revolution was on. There was Hendrix. Everyone was confused. It was a confusing time.
Yeah.
To have an Emery not applicable Emery.
My grandma. Not applicable. Yeah, my grandma had been in a car wreck, but she woke up from it.
That's what your mother should have told him. They were like, everyone with three names is an assassin. I just want him to have two. He'll grow up to
that
be a good
true.
Boy.
That is true. It's always that case. What the hell?
Oh, except for, what's his name? The super spy guy. It's the same name twice.
Oh, you mean you're not talking about Sirhan?
Sirhan Sirhan.
Who shot Bobby
Kennedy? No middle
name.
Wait, I've never looked this up. Did Sirhan and what? How do you?
There's
spell
a great conspiracy.
S I R H A N.
Yeah, there's a great conspiracy theory about that. That's really interesting.
Really? Go on. Do you know it?
Yeah, I know it.
I thought it was going to be one of those moments. Oh, I know nothing about it.
This is like the most amazing story ever. Anyway, what are you guys up to later on today?
He has a middle name.
Sirhan was caught on video shooting Bobby Kennedy. He admits that he shot him. He says he has no recollection of it whatsoever, but he pled guilty to it. The theory is that he was part of a CIA or government project to try and invent puppet killers.
Oh, Manchurian thing.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah, or like a...
There are many people that say that they saw him go upstairs with this woman in a red poker. It's very interesting.
Is it like Naked Gun where he gets triggered by the thing and then the marching band goes over?
Yeah.
He's trying to shoot the queen. I forgot that scene from that movie.
Yeah.
It's one of the best things O.J. Simpson has ever done.
One of the best.
Other than murder his wife.
That was pretty good, too.
Well, he did get away with it.
He did get away with it. Well, did he get away with it? I mean, he was a marked man from the moment
he definitely
he
got
was,
away with it.
He well, but he got
had to
play
pay for
goal.
It.
He got away with that, but he couldn't get away with stealing his own shit out of somebody else's hotel room.
That was weird.
I think he would have gotten away with that.
Still in jail.
My theory on OJ is that he snapped after he got away with killing his wife because that was weird. But I remember maybe 5 months after the whole thing happened, they tried to have him with not bringing up. Nicole, was that her name?
Yeah, Nicole something.
Not bringing up Nicole whatsoever. They tried to have him on one of those home shows where they just like go around your house. And at one, this was on the news because at one point when the cameras were following him, he's like, yeah, here's my walk-in closet. He leads the cameras into the closet and then turns around and had stashed a banana on his person and started slashing at the camera, making the psycho sound, going, reet, reet, reet.
Really?
Yeah, I watched this coming down off of 11 hits of LSD, and I made everyone
in
the house.
It may not happen.
Shut up. I made everyone in the house tell me that it was actually happening.
Right,
I was
right.
This is an awful day for me. Is that really on the
Would
television?
Would you start another amazing story real quick? Go ahead and start another amazing story.
No.
Okay, well, that's it for the free version of episode 14. Another show that went off without a hitch.
We miss you, Hitch.
If you'd like to hear the full 90-minute show, please go to skepticallyyours.net/premium and subscribe. Tune in next week when our guest will be...
What am I, Copperfield?
Of course you're not. And we'll be talking about...
What am I, a mind reader?
No, you aren't.
Our theme music courtesy of the sound editor of the Aristocrats, Eric Wilson, and special thanks to our skeptic tank moderator, Joseph Posterman Swam, and our digital publicist and web guru, Cameron Posterchild Winters.
You've been listening to Skeptically Yours on skepticallyours.net. I'm your host, Emery Emery.
Hey, Emery, Emery, can we plug things? What?
Oh, yeah, let's do that.
Oh, geez.
Can I tell people to listen to Properly Science, which is the podcast I do, and follow us on Twitter, and you're on Twitter as well, and you're on Twitter.
And I'm on Twitter as well.
Everybody, my pancreas is going to be on Twitter.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Today cool. I decided my
did
pancreas.
Did your pancreas get an agent?
Yeah, I didn't, but my pancreas did.
All right. You've been listening to Skeptically Yours on skepticallyyours.net. I'm your host, Emery Emery.
And I'm Heather Henderson.
And we are Skeptically Yours. Skeptically Yours is a product of an ever-expanding universe.
That should ease the traffic.
Make sounds until the music stops.
Oh, never mind.